Spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact@longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
When life hits hard, you need someone who doesn't punt. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramlin Mills Law Firm. Insurance company dragging its feet after a wreck or work injury? We go for it every time. No field goals, no fair catches. You call us and we bring the heat. Go big or go home. Visit us at TramlinMills.com or call 864-485-8585. Fourth and inches, we go for it.
Davis Services has a few tips on how to keep your pipes from freezing this winter. Make sure you remove and drain hoses used outdoors. Add insulation to attics, basements, and crawl spaces to keep the walls warmer. When the weather is very cold outside, let your water drip. If you are going away during cold weather, leave the heat on in your home to prevent the walls from getting too cold. If, despite your best efforts, you still lose a pipe to the cold weather, call us, Davis Services, at 864-578-9233, and we'll send out one of our plumbing professionals to repair it.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm good, host Walt.
Yeah,
I've been better. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been better.
Yeah.
First of all, as you know, I basically wear like dress pants every day. Pants and a t-shirt or something.
Yeah.
That's what I generally wear. Today I didn't. Okay. I had a bunch of issues and I didn't. So I have like sweats, right?
Right.
I guess that was a good part because in the truck while I'm waiting to come in here, I spilled my coffee all over me.
No.
So I'm like totally soaked. My papers are soaked. Everything is soaked. And there's that. Plus, you know, it's National A-Hole Day on the roads because there are more idiots.
Is that really a thing?
No, it is. It's a thing. I started it today. Yeah, it's a thing. More idiots on the road today than I ever remember any time before. So there's that. Now, I do have some good news.
What's that?
I do have some good news. I have some potential good news for you balding people out there.
Okay.
Men, women, potential good news.
Uh-huh.
It's been solved.
Okay.
Yeah, the long time issue of hair loss has actually been solved.
Okay, good.
Now, when it becomes available, like in a bottle, I don't know the answer to that, but UCLA seems to have solved the long time. They're not good for football, so they may as well solve hair loss. So they apparently have solved hair loss.
Okay.
They have discovered something that when you apply it for like a week or two, it actually grows hair. And I don't mean like minoxidil grows hair. I mean like actually grows hair. So we shall see. You know, if they have, I'm imagining that will be worth quite a bit of money.
Imagine.
That may be the greatest.
They can pay some players.
Yeah, that may be the greatest discovery of all time. I found something else out. And we're endeavoring to investigate this. And oh, here it is. We talked about the Harvard Penn ending yesterday. And the greatest thing ever. Texter Nifero says, but your pants smell good. Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Texter says, forget UCLA hair loss. Save dollars on haircuts. Yeah, that's really true. You know, we talked about what happened at the end of the Harvard Penn game and with the kid playing center and him running down the field and celebrating before anyone else knew.
Yes.
Well, it turns out that kid is from Fort Mill, South Carolina.
We did not know that.
We did not know that yesterday. I found that out last night doing a little more investigation. That's wrong. Texas, which coffee do you have? That's nice. You know, that's what makes it worse because I have the slum coffee today. I didn't even have the good coffees. Like some of those coffees you people recommended, I ordered.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
so
have
you
them
tried
yet.
A few?
No,
not
I don't
yet?
Have them yet.
Not
no,
yet.
No, okay. I don't have them yet. I'm like Mr. Amazon Prime, but somehow it doesn't really have anything to do with when they deliver me stuff. You know, it's yes. supposed to. It's supposed to. Like
I'm
Mr. Amazon
days,
Prime.
Right?
I'm supposed to get it like right away. Nope. Doesn't work that way.
Do you have it marked for like something else? Like they have a choice where you can get it on a certain day and it.
No, I always choose like right this frickin' second.
I do too.
That's my choice. I checked the right this frickin' second block. That's how I want everything. And
that's why Amazon is so popular.
Yeah, yeah, it's exactly right. And so I don't have any of those coffees. So this was just
regular coffee.
Yeah, yeah. Now I do have some of the Jamaican blue, but I didn't have time to mess with it.
Was it really hot where you can go sue yourself?
No.
No,
you know what? That's another thing. I bought this coffee maker, right? Always read the fine friggin' print.
Uh-oh. Coffee maker's fault.
Yeah, always read the fine print, okay? Because
okay.
I bought this coffee maker that was, like, fairly expensive, right?
Right.
And so it brews the coffee, and I get the coffee, and, like, I can drink it right away. And there's no dial that I can turn it up because it's not hot enough. I don't understand how you can even brew coffee if it's not, like, boiling. Like, to brew coffee, doesn't it have to, like, boil? Isn't that, like, part of the process?
I thought so.
Yes.
But
and
now...
Instead, they give this thing produces, like, coffee, like, you can drink right away. I don't want to drink it right away. I want it friggin' hot. I can't even get... So, it's not
because
only...
Because when you leave with it, by the time you get around to drinking it,
right.
It's cold.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
So that's not good.
Right. I put it in one of those, you know, super duper big things with the lining that's supposed to last forever, and they don't. You know, it doesn't.
You
doesn't
just,
it doesn't stay warm.
Things are tough for you.
Yeah, they are. Today they are. I'm not happy. I'm not happy. Look, I'm wearing my coffee. It's not even the good coffee. So it doesn't.
It's not the good coffee.
No,
it
doesn't even smell that good.
Yeah, it doesn't even get burned.
Right. It doesn't even smell that good. Maybe I should have rubbed bacon all over me.
It's a new perfume, bacon.
Well, you know what?
Hey,
pretty
good.
Well, you know what I use with that.
Ladies, get the bacon.
Well, that's right. Because I've explained this before. We're so
You're
screwed
like
up
bacon.
In terms of how that works. Like, we just we don't get
it. Care about that other.
Right. The whole
Put
thing
some
is backwards.
Slap some bacon
right.
on you.
Like
neck.
The women wear all this sweet smelling flowery stuff that we actually don't like that scent.
Yeah.
That's nothing we would ever put on ourselves. We don't even really like it. You'd be better off, women, if you wore some sort of bourbon perfume. Ode of cigar.
Oh God!
See, it's we're really sort of screwed up. We just are. You know, Ramon, I've had to go over this this deal on the double bridges the last few days.
How's that going?
It's just
is
awful.
It like a life experience every time you
yeah,
have
it's
to
just,
do it?
Yeah, it's absolutely awful. But I realized today that they actually put a plant out there. What I mean by that is this. First of all, I don't know what they're doing, which troubles me. Okay, they bring in this giant super friggin' hydraulic jack every time they're going to do anything to this bridge.
They don't want it to fall.
Right, right, exactly. But then they and their jack leave after they do whatever they do to it and leave all the rest of us to have to drive over it. That's not reassuring. It's not reassuring to see this super-sized jack that they bring in with this massive truck and that they put it in the water, in the ground, wherever it is, they're doing this work underneath it. That's not reassuring. It's not reassuring to see that. It's also not reassuring that you take it when you go. But so the traffic has been backed up like endlessly in both directions the last few days. And then I realized what they did. You know, everyone wants a mitigating factor. They want something, Ramona, because the people are pissed off. They're not happy. Okay. Like, I know, because I'm one of them. All right, we're not happy. We wonder why you don't do this at midnight. We're not happy. We have places to go, things to do.
That's the first thing I ask, because in Jacksonville,
right,
they do everything at night. You wake up and everything's repaired.
Yeah. Texter says, you talking about the 187 double bridges? I am, indeed. I'm talking about the 187 double bridges. And Texas said, I was just telling my wife, Oat of Cigar and Bacon for Senses are the new rave for her to wear out to our date night to Moretti's Friday. Exactly. See, we have the whole thing backwards. We just do. So, yeah. But I realized today, Ramona, that they were smart about one thing. By the way, I don't see any of these people doing anything. That's another thing. You know, they've got the thing blocked off in both directions. You know, they've got two women with signs on each end, you know, on each end of the deal. And I don't see anybody actually working. So whatever they're doing, it's under the bridge, which makes you feel even worse. It makes you feel even worse about the whole thing. But they found a way to quell the anger, at least among the males. Because as God's my witness, Ramona, they have some super hot blonde chick who is walking the bridge. She's got a little helmet on.
Just walking back and forth.
And she's just walking the bridge. She doesn't actually do anything. Her job is actually just to walk the bridge and get the people's minds off of the fact that they're stuck in traffic for 20 minutes. And it sort of works. It's an aid, at the very least. It's an aid. Yeah, so I don't know what that is, but yeah. Jay said, off topic, Walt's favorite cigar. I don't know. I'd have to think about that, but it's probably illegal. Cuba. Jason says, what is this? Jason said, now there are going to be women all over the upstate wearing bourbon cologne and being accused of cheating by their man. It's true, though. It's true. It's just another of these things we have completely crazy. Speaking of completely crazy, Ramona, somebody sent me this on Twitter today. Man, this, why does this feel like a Friday?
I don't know.
You know,
we've already had a day, so you think
we're
it's
like
Friday.
99% sports, and now we
because you've had all this happen to you.
Yeah,
this morning,
that's right. So like somebody today sent me this. GSP sent me this on Twitter, Ramona. Right? It's these vegetarians, right? And they're going into the meat departments of supermarkets.
Oh no! What are they doing? Why do they do things?
They're putting hearts on the packages of the meat.
The meat that's already cut up and dead?
Yeah, like in honor of the dead animals.
Oh, my God.
They're putting hearts on your steak. And it occurred to me, bro, the first thing that occurred to me, right, I'm watching this video. As God's my witness, I'll retweet it. I'll retweet it after.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
As God's my witness, right, one of these women who's putting the hearts on the meat.
Uh-huh.
One of these vegetarian women is putting the hearts on the meat.
Yeah.
She must weigh 450. She must weigh 450 pounds. I'm sorry. How many vegetables are you eating, lady?
Oh, come on.
No, I'm sorry. How many vegetables are you consuming to get to 450 pounds? I mean, if you're a vegetarian, you must be a big fan of pizza and donuts or something, because there's just no way.
Well, pizza has hamburger on it, well, she wouldn't eat that.
Well, it can have hamburger on it. It doesn't automatically come with that. But yeah, she's supposedly a vegetarian. And God's my witness, she has to be 450 pounds. She's a stated vegetarian, because that's what the thing says. These vegetarians, and they're putting hearts on meat in supermarkets. Yeah, you know
what? That was, if I didn't know they did that, let's say I didn't know they did that, and I was in the grocery store and I went to grab the meat and it had a heart on it, I'd think, oh, look, the butcher is being nice.
So what you're saying
is this animal. Yeah. I wouldn't connect that. I would go, the butcher's giving me a deal today or something.
So you're saying the message is lost.
I think so.
I think it is.
I think that's, I don't know. But that's not.
But you know what message isn't lost?
What?
That you're all friggin' cray cray. you're out of your gourds. That message is not lost. That you're completely certifiable nuts.
It seemed like their time would be a little more better spent doing something else.
Yeah.
Besides that.
Yeah, you just want to walk up, and as they're about to do it, you just want to pluck it right out of their hand and say, yeah, it's okay, I don't need your heart. I'm going to enjoy this tonight.
I'm going to chew this.
But I guess they're hoping to make us feel guilty. Is that the... Right.
It has to come with some little sentence.
Right,
like,
right. Unless they're right there. Unless they're right there.
To explain the heart, I guess. Yeah. No, that's not really...
Yeah.
Now, if they want to stand out in front of the grocery store with a sign that says, you know, love your cow, and then you go in there and you go, oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, hey, not for nothing, vegetarians who are inclined to want to put hearts on packages in meat in the supermarket, you're too late.
Yeah, because... Yeah.
You're like way too late.
You are. It's already cut up and ready to go. It's,
right.
Hit the heart and go out in the field.
Right, you just slapped it on the cow when it was out there eating grass.
Yeah, go out in the field and slap one of them baby hearts on the cow.
Welcome to the Road Rage. Lots to get to. You can get in if you want. 614-727. We'll be right back.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Hey, Clemson football fans, there's a lot going on in Seneca, just 10 minutes from Clemson. You need to come on in and check out the Magical Musical Holiday Light Show in downtown Seneca. It's absolutely free. And you can go ahead and sign up for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K coming your way March the 14th, 2026. You want to know what's happening in Seneca? It's so easy. Follow us on Facebook at Seneca SC Events or our website at www.seneca.sc.us.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Looking for expert tree care in the upstate? Call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner for quality tree work and more. Whether it's tree removal, trimming, stump grinding, or storm damage cleanup, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their certified team is committed to making your yard safe and beautiful. And as a proud, longtime partner of the Roar, you know Franklin Tree Service is a name you can trust in the upstate. Affordable, reliable, and fully insured. Call Franklin Tree Service today at 864-947-9065.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at vermeer.com/dig.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men, men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Sparkburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfilA.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
I'm Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for football all season long.
And this is big boy football.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Enter Sandman was the theme for James Franklin's introductory press conference at Virginia Tech. Look, man, they nailed it. Okay, I don't care what anybody says. They got the best coach in the cycle, not just now, but period. Period. I'm going to get back to this in 1 second. Ramona, did you, it wasn't hearts. It was they put red roses
yeah, it was
on the
flowers,
meat. It
like,
was red roses.
Yeah.
They put red roses like in memory of.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what
in
it
memory
was.
Of,
that, it made a little more sense than hearts.
It, does it? Really?
Well,
does
I
it
mean,
make more sense?
It does.
Really? Okay, so you're putting red roses in memory of Harold. Harold the Cow.
The cow.
Who you didn't know. You scarcely knew him. You never even got to meet Harold. You never met Harold. You don't really know anything about Harold. Harold might have been a bad cow. Might have been an evil cow.
An evil cow.
Might have needed to call ICE on that cow.
An illegal cow.
That's right, an illegal cow.
How do you get over here?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how any of them get over here. It's
oh man,
it's no good. It's just
no good.
It's not, it's not the, it's not good. Now my email's not gonna let me in either. Okay, there, thanks for that. But yeah, so you saw the woman.
Yeah, there's a guy there too, right?
Yeah, I didn't even notice him. In the first look, I actually thought that was a woman too. I thought it was the bearded lady at the circus. I don't know. But then the extremely large barge like woman who has to be like 450. She's a vegetarian.
Yeah, she looks like she's really upset too.
She must eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of vegetables, a lot of. How much cauliflower do you think you have to eat to get to 450?
I hate cauliflower.
It wasn't the question.
I know, but it made me think of it.
Yeah, that really wasn't the question.
I know.
Yeah, your personal like, dislike of cauliflower. Do you like any vegetable?
I do.
What do you like?
I don't know. I like tomatoes. You like tomatoes?
Tomatoes? Yeah, I think cucumbers. Tomatoes are actually a fruit, aren't they?
That doesn't matter. Yeah. Only you would point that out.
No, I'm just pointing it out. Yeah.
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 I like cucumbers. I like all sorts of vegetables.
Yeah. Okay. Like cucumbers and tomatoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Carrots.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff.
Carrots.
I'm not going to list them all.
How about broccoli? You like the broccoli?
I used to, and I don't anymore.
You have to put cheese on it.
That's weird.
It's one of those things you have to put, like, cheese on it. You have to load up with cheese. It's like those hideous Brussels sprouts.
No, I don't
like those. Right. Those are just disgusting. Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Oat of Brussels sprouts.
Keep
oat of Brussels sprouts. Actually, Brooke needs to get oat of Brussels sprouts. She get oat of Brussels sprouts, she'd keep everybody away. Because she doesn't like anybody. So,
oat of Brussels sprouts.
That'll keep, guaranteed to keep all humans away. Oat of Brussels sprouts. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for 4 generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. I think that spilling that coffee on me did something to me, Ramona.
good or bad?
I don't know. I think it put caffeine right through my skin. Like intravenous caffeine. Gilstrap Roofing's been covering the upstate for 4 generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap's dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing. Remember, they've been doing this for 90 years. I mean, imagine what your neighbor looked like. Right. Imagine what your neighbor looked like 90 years ago. And then think that Gilstrap was still doing roofs then, all right? That tells you all you friggin' need to know. That's why they're the best. That's why everybody knows it. They had, you know, they did Daredevil's roof, and then everybody in his neighborhood wanted them to do theirs as well, with good reason. Serving the upstate since 1935. Family owned and operated across 4 generations. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. A full-service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. You will 100% thank me later.
So...
What?
So if you're in the area, all you gotta do is throw coffee on yourself.
Yeah, barely. That's it exactly.
Absorb through your skin.
Texas said, "I promise, whatever she's eating isn't healthier than steak. That's a fact.
Protein.
That's a fact." texter said, my fiance was.
What? Is the texter talking about his woman? So you got a texter that actually has a woman and he's going to insult her.
Texter says,
way to go.
Texter says, my fiance would love a steak and a complimentary rose. I am not sure how to interpret that. But
see, when you go to buy the steak, you go, oh, look, they're giving out roses today.
That's right. You say cool. The purpose is lost. Brooke says, Harold the cow tasted very good the other day on my grill. Oh, my God. Texas said, what is this? They actually put ice on them, technically? On what? You lost me. What am I missing there, Ramona? Texas said maybe the fat chick overdoes it with the salad dressing. Well, that I'd understand. You know,
salad dressing.
Yeah, because again, I remember I used to think that I liked salad, and then one day I realized, oh no, I actually hate salad. I like dressing. You know, nobody but rabbits eat a bowl of lettuce. That's it. Nobody eats.
You have to put all the stuff on.
Right.
I put tons of stuff on my salad.
By the time I load up a salad, I would have been better off getting two Big Macs.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, because it's like half the bottle of unhealthy dressing.
That's true. I do that same thing. That dressing bottle lasts like,
three
salads.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So nobody actually likes salad. They don't. No, nobody. Nobody in the world likes salad. We like dressing and cheese and meat that
cheese
you put on salad.
Eggs and ham.
Eggs. Yeah.
Tomatoes,
cucumbers. Right. All the other crap we put on it, and then we smother it all in dressing so we actually can't see what any of it is underneath the dressing. And then it's good.
And then it's good.
It's good. Then it's good. What is this? Have you seen PETA putting name tags on packages of meats? Doesn't work on me. I'm about to tear. Ramona Texas says, have you seen PETA putting name tags on packages of meat? Doesn't work on me. I'm about to tear Moose-a-Lisa up. Moose-a-Lisa up. I love that. Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't work on me. No. So they do that too. That makes perfect sense that they're putting name tags on them. You could see it. If they're putting roses on it, you know they're putting name tags on it, too.
I mean, okay. If you're that involved in not wanting somebody to eat meat, you need to come up with a better plan. There seemed like you could be doing something else.
Look, let me give you a little tip. Stay out of our way, okay? Because
maybe that's why they're so passive.
We meat eaters are stronger than you are. Okay, so just stay out of our way.
I'll hit you with my cart. When I'm trying to get my steak.
Brooke says, I'd love me some salad with some chicken. Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Chicken, ham.
Yes, chicken.
Chicken
is,
strips.
Yes, chicken.
Ham.
Yeah, we throw the chicken.
I even put strawberries in my salad.
Yeah, we throw the chicken. Maybe some nuts even. You know?
I like that. Yeah. That's like those little, I don't know what they are.
Yeah, just not the lesser nut.
No peanuts.
No peanuts.
No.
Just not the lesser nut. Dexter said, salad is what food eats.
That's what the cow eats.
The day said, the way I do my salad is very little rabbit food. Then I cover everything else that goes in it. Right, exactly. That's my point. That's why I discovered that like years ago. That, you know, because again, I used to think, oh man, I love salad. And I realized, you know, I wasn't getting any thinner eating my salads. And I was like, one day I realized, oh wait, I hate salad. I like dressing.
Yeah.
Nobody eats lettuce in a bowl. Nobody. Nope.
You could actually, if you put enough stuff, you could actually leave the lettuce off and just eat the bowl of stuff.
That's true. So
now
we're even excommunicating the lettuce. The lettuce is the worst part of the salad.
It is, and it goes bad before everything else.
It does,
slimy.
Oh, yeah, it turns brown. And
it's gross.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, that's all 100% true. Let me tell you about Turner's. By the way, people, do you know what the date is? You know the Judge Judy gift checking her watch?
Gotta get Turner's.
Right? Hey, let me give you a little tip. It's November 19th. Well, actually, I had no idea. I thought it was good. When I just looked at it on the computer, I thought it was going to say like November 13th. It's November 19th. Somewhere I lost a week. Yeah, yeah. I lost a week. It's November 19th, people. You have like four friggin' weeks. You have like 4 weeks. You better get your A's over to Turner's right now. Ring in the holiday season with tax-free weekend at Turner's Jewelers. How about that? That's coming up November 28th, 29th, and December 1st. Tax-free weekend. Make every day feel like Christmas morning. Give the gift of a little sparkle without the extra cost. Turner's is a family-owned jeweler with over 65 years of expertise and a legacy of trust in the upstate. And for 1 weekend only, they're giving you a gift, too. From show-stopping estate jewelry to top-quality pre-owned luxury watches, there is something for everybody on your shopping list. This holiday season, give a gift that will put Santa to shame. Visit the store in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca for personal expert service and exclusive tax-free pricing. November 28th, November 29th, and December 1st only, Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. You will 100% thank me later. We're going to talk a little bit about these coaches and this coaching carousel and how this thing could wind up. A little bit about James Franklin, who I think is the coup of the entire season. And I think he'll remain the coup. I think he was the best hire. I think he's the guy. The Florida State people, Ramona, are outraged that they didn't off Norvell for Franklin. And I understand why. Quick break.
Death Valley will host its final football game of the 2025 season on Saturday as the Clemson Tigers will host the Furman Paladins. Kickoff is set for 4:30, which means we start the Ingalls Tiger pregame show at 10:30 a.m. live inside Burton Gallery. Then, Tiger Tailgate Show takes over with Faxon and his crew. Don, Tim, and Reggie have the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's football in Clemson, it's here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Folks, you've heard me talk about PhD weight loss on the air a lot, but you've never heard me talk about this. This is it. PhD Weight Loss is running their best deal ever for Black Friday, and it's only happening right now. They're waiving your consultation fee. They're adding 2 free weeks to your program. They're even covering the cost of your food. Just mention a promo code BESTDEAL when you call, and you'll get a discount I'm not even allowed to say on the air. I lost 24 pounds with PhD Weight Loss, and it completely changed how I think about food. My PhD coaches walked me through every situation, travel, holidays, parties, and for the first time, I enjoyed the season and lost weight. For Black Friday only, they're offering their best deal ever. Waiving your consultation fee. They're adding 2 free weeks to your program. They're also giving you their 5 steps to reset the scale book. And they're covering the cost of your food. It's remarkable. All you got to do, mention a promo code BESTDEAL when you call PhD Weight Loss today. Feel incredible about yourself through the holidays and beyond. 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Tired of waiting on hold forever? Talking to someone 3 states away who doesn't get it? At Upcountry Fiber, we're your neighbors right here in the upstate, bringing you fast fiber internet and real local support 24/7. No pushy sales, no surprise fees, just honest service and a strong connection. And now's the perfect time to switch. Save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local, a stronger connection.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery just turned up the fun with bonus instant wins waiting to pop. Now when you play, you can unlock an instant win on top of your regular Cash Pop prize. It's easy. Pick a number from 1 to 15, choose your number of draws, and see where the light takes you. So what are you waiting for? Cash Pop bonus shines through January 3rd. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at clemsonareachamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. clemsonareachamber.org.
Introducing the new ESPN Fox One Bundle. Unlock all of ESPN and all of Fox One with one unbeatable price. Catch the biggest games, college football, NBA, NHL, and more on ESPN. Stream your faves, Big Noon Saturday, the World Series, and NASCAR on Fox One. All for just $39.99 a month. That's 20% off the ESPN Fox One Bundle. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Access content from each service separately. Savings compared to purchasing both plans separately. See stream.espn.com for complete terms and conditions.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town. About to check outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Walt Diptula, Road Rage, we are back. By the way, I've never been so excited about the transfer portal. Never, 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 because Clemson is going to engage in it. I asked this question on Twitter last night, and I think it's a good question. Hey, Ramona, listen to this. Oh, she's busy on the phone. If you live under a rock, Ramona, how about this? Shane Beamer the other day after the debacle, after the debacle of the second half, Shane Beamer basically said they're going to be in the playoff next year.
That
was the clear inference of what he was saying. He wasn't saying we're going to be looking for ourselves at number 18 out of the playoff. The clear inference in what he said was we are going to be in the playoff next year. I guess my first question would be who is your quarterback? See, I think that's the question both for South Carolina and for Clemson. I think that's the question. Above all else, the question is, who is going to be South Carolina's quarterback next season? Is it going to be Lenora Sellers? Is he still going to be at the school? Well, you know, Shane might have checked with Lenora's first. Or are we talking about like Cutter Woods? Is Cutter Woods going to be the quarterback next year? Look, I don't know that would be all bad. I think he can play. But I don't think you want to lose Lenora Sellers. Where is Lenora Sellers playing football next year? I don't know the answer. I'm very curious to know the answer. I think there's a lot of idle speculation that says Miami. I don't know why. I do know why. I mean, Miami's had multiple transfer quarterback, high-priced transfer quarterback portal acquisitions in a row. So that'd be the why. But does Shane Beamer actually even know who his quarterback is going to be next year? South Carolina fans over the course of the last X number of weeks have been suggesting that it would be in Lenore Sellers' best interest if he goes elsewhere because he's going to get killed behind this offensive line. I have seen that from actual South Carolina fans and South Carolina new media people. I have seen that suggestion. The people openly saying that, man, I wish. Now, that was before the performance against Alabama, the close loss. That was before the deal the other day against A&M. So do they still feel that way? I don't know. But who's quarterbacking them next year? Is Lenora Sellers really going to come back to play behind that offensive line again? Not sure about that at all. And what about from a Clemson standpoint? Is the Clemson starting quarterback on the roster? I've asked this question before. In fact, Ramona, did we ask that in a poll?
I don't know.
Well, you know what? Screw it. If we did, let's do it again. You know, if I have one coffee ice cream dish, I'll have another. So let's do it again. The poll question is Clemson starting quarterback for 2026 presently on the roster? What are you saying?
I remember that one.
So you think we did do it?
Yes.
Okay, well, I want to do it again. Because I think we've moved a little closer to the situation. So let's throw that up there as a poll question, and let's see if the results have changed. I'm curious because, you know, I don't generally like to influence these polls at all. But, like, personally, I think the answer is no. That's just what I think. I'm not saying that Vezina can't win the job. I don't think Denson is ready. I think you even listen to Dabo Swinney. I think you're talking about the following year. So I think at the very least you need a bridge. Now, or somebody to come in and compete with Christopher Vezina. Again, Vezina played well in the one game. I don't think you can just hand him the job and say, okay, the job is yours. Now, you have to maintain the integrity of that quarterback room. We've seen this liar's poker before. I don't mean at Clemson. I mean like at Ohio State, where Ryan Day every year refuses to name a starting quarterback until the last possible minute because he's trying to maintain the integrity of the quarterback room. It's like I've said before, you know, every team wants to stockpile quarterbacks, but no quarterback wants to be stockpiled, especially now. So
I put it back up.
Okay, yeah, let's see how that goes, and then let's do this too from a South Carolina standpoint. Who will South Carolina's starting quarterback be next year? Let's do that too. Let's find out what the and you South Carolina people, you can go to the it works for you too. There's no red alert that goes on the website when a Gamecock fan goes there. You can still go there. Yeah, go to the RoarFM.com and go answer the South Carolina question. Again, who will South Carolina's starting quarterback be next year? Because I think the question really is Sellers still going to be at South Carolina next year? I don't know the answer to that. I think he's a good kid, and I think he wants to be there. But, I mean, you also have a future to look out for. So, I mean, that's assuming he's playing college football. Mike in Anderson. Mike, how are you, Mike? Good to have you.
Doing well, Walt. Thanks for getting me in.
Absolutely.
I had a sports question for you, but very quickly on the thing you were talking about, the Wendy's commercial and the lady that weighed 450 or whatever, and I'm being honest here, if you're overweight, I don't care, but I don't want to see you doing a commercial or wearing
well hold on, Mike, let me just slow you down for a second. I never mentioned Wendy's at all or any Wendy's commercial. This was just a random supermarket
and this
woman was putting roses on packages of meat.
Yeah, I got that part.
Yeah.
No, I'm not knocking what you said, Walt. I just misunderstood.
No, I just want to make it clear because, like, we love the Wendy's.
Okay. But anyway, I thought the woke deal, the stuff was gone. But also, there were two commercials, and I've not seen them lately, that used to come on. And it was for the weight loss shots, the two big companies. I don't know if they advertise on your station. Never heard, so I won't call their name. But it shows one guy in a record shop, and then he walks out, and there's a group of people walking down the street. There's another one that shows probably a grandfather teaching his grandson how to tune up a whole hot rod. But anyway, the people that are involved in it and doing the talking, they're all walking down the street, and they're talking about how much weight they lost, but they all weigh 250 or 350 pounds. And my question is, does corporate America and advertisers think that we're really that stupid as a society? It just makes me laugh.
I don't know, but maybe they started out at 500. I don't know.
Okay. Excuse me. Good answer, Walt. Good answer. But my question is, I read an article in the Wall Street Journal sports section over the weekend, and it was talking about the private equity deal that the company had put together to buy 10% of the Pac-10, and of course Michigan and USC would not agree to it. I saw yesterday that now that deal is temporarily off the table until they work everything out, and they're thinking that USC and Michigan will participate in it. They're offering $2.4 billion for 10%. So does that mean the Big Ten's worth $24 billion? Is that right?
I would guess so. And and you know, the way I view that, Mike, and we've had conversations with some of these people, and we have followed the private equity push and impetus on this show for a long period of time. I think that anytime you take that type of money from somebody, if you think that they aren't going to demand a massive say in everything that happens,
absolutely,
you are naive. I mean, because
that
nobody is giving you that type of money without basically being a boss. I mean, it's just, there's just
that's
no
right.
way. So, you know, I think these schools have reached the point where, or these leagues have reached the point where they think they're going to need this influx of money to keep up with the madness. The shame of it is, the reason for doing this is that the rest of it's run amok. If the rest of it wasn't run amok, if there were guardrails put in place to begin with, you wouldn't need to let outside influencers come in and rule your roost. You wouldn't need any of that. You know, if the maximum salary a college player could make was like $1 million, and that had been done to begin with, then you wouldn't need any of this. The reason you're willing to sell your soul is because you just view this as an endless game right now. In other words, we're going to keep paying players more and more and more, so we're going to need more money coming in.
Exactly. Yes, sir. And I swear I was going to bring that up. And this article went on to talk about how there's no governance in the NIL thing, and there's plenty of money right now with the TV money. They pointed out that the University of Texas grossed, they realized $326 million in revenue last year, counting TV money, sales, and all those things. But my question to you is, and I know there's plenty of money right now, but the NCAA in college football has become like the government. They have enough money.
The drunken sailor.
Spend it properly.
The drunken sailor.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And they don't spend it properly. Yes, sir. And they will continue to do these things. How long will, at some point in time, the money not dry up, or somebody will say enough is enough?
Yeah. It's the old fruit fly experiment, Mike, like I mentioned yesterday. Eventually, you know, you put the little piece of banana in the jar with the cheesecloth, and they multiply and they multiply and they multiply, and then eventually they all die. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen in college football.
It will eventually.
Yeah. Might be 20 years.
You agree.
Yeah. Yeah, it might be 20 years. But the whole thing is going to crumble. And when it crumbles, they're going to go back to doing business the way they used to. They're going to have regionalized leagues. And probably the way it should be all along. We have lost touch with what this was supposed to be. This was never supposed to be about this. When this whole NIL thing first started, these were the conversations that were going on at this radio station. There were people here who were saying that this is just a pittance. This is just, that's all it's going to be. It's just going to be a little social media stuff. You know, that's all it was going to be. And I was saying, no, that if you had a Trevor Lawrence back then, I said, someone's going to pay him $2 million. And people thought I was crazy. Well, I was crazy, Mike. It wasn't $2 million. It's probably $20 million.
No, absolutely.
I mean, that's the fact of where we are. And look, the whole thing is just out of control. And, you know, initially when the players started demanding more, and you knew they would, one of the great points that they had on their behalf, one of the great arguments they could make, was it wasn't just the people were pointing to the amount of money that coaches were being paid, but it wasn't that.
Yes.
It was the amount of money that schools were paying coaches to go away. That's what really provided the impetus for the players to state their case for making more money. Because, I mean, if you're willing to pay a dude $50 million or more to go away, then don't cry poverty.
Right, right. Excellent answer, Walt. Excellent. But you have given me some hope, though, because you said probably 20 years.
Yep.
Be here 20 years from now. But good answer, and I just wanted your take on that.
Thank you, Mike. Good speaking with you as always. Yeah, look, I think when all is said and done, and in some period of time far in the distance, the world will look back on this, and Dabo Swinney will be the only one who had this right. Because at some point, this is not sustainable, no matter what anybody thinks. I mean, it's just so stupid. You've got just money pouring out. Your faucet is leaking right through the floor. Your drain isn't working. Your pipes are disconnected. And the faucet is going full blast, and it's all pouring out onto the floor. And your answer is, let's turn the water up. That's your answer. That's not an answer. That is not sustainable, and I don't think any of this is sustainable long term. It's just friggin' stupid. It's stupid to be paying Nico $10 million. I mean, who on earth's paying that kid $10 million? I don't pay him $1,000. I mean, it's just utterly asinine. We got to a point where the starting quarterback in the Super Bowl, Brock Purdy, was making $900,000, and Nico was allegedly being paid $10 million. I mean, if you don't think there's something out of whack there, then you're out of whack. That's just the reality of it. The whole thing is just stupid. It's been stupid right from the start. But you brought a lot of it on yourself. That's the reality. And the players are able to use a lot of that stuff against you, too. Georgia Heath, I'm coming right to you on the other side. We'll take a quick break here. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We'll be right back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I have a small business and wonder if Gary would like to work with our employees who are reaching retirement age, and if so, at what charge?
Great and timely question, listener. We have just launched a new service this year doing exactly what you've asked. We will work with small to medium-sized companies who have people retiring and need our Medicare services. In addition to teaching them the Medicare ropes and how to access Medicare, I will call on my old HR background to support what the employer is doing through their retiree benefits package as well. And again, my charge, as always, is zero.
There you have it, listener. Give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later. Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Hey folks, it's that time of year again for the annual Blood Bowl between Clemson and South Carolina. You ask when? November 17th through the 21st from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Jimmy John's is serving up a 20% discount for all blood donors by showing your Blood Bowl wristband. Clemson has beat South Carolina for the past 6 years, and the event helped to save over 18,000 lives. With multiple sites on the Clemson campus, you can easily give and save a life today. Jimmy John's loves Clemson and wants to help save lives. So give blood and then come to Jimmy John's for a great meal.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Got a tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the mid-300,000s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at sunrise.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Kraft Stove Store and Patio for everything your heart.